Okay, could you introduce yourself?
Chuck Cookta.
And could you tell me what you do?
I manage a 6,000 acre ranch in northern New Mexico.
Okay. What's your background? What's your background? Why are you able to manage the ranch?
I am a fifth generation rancher. I'm from New Mexico. And I kind of grew up doing it. I didn't always do it, but I was around it a lot. And after high school, that's what I got into. And that's what I've been doing.
You went to school for this, huh?
And I went to a range management school, Holistic Management International.
Okay. And could you explain what that means?
It's just a way of thinking about things and the land. It can be almost anything, but it's just a thinking process on the way we look at the land, the way we should look at the land, to keep the ecosystem sound and growing and strong.
Okay. And is there a certain basis for it, or is it just years of like they?
It's a certain basis for the school itself. You have to have a project, for sure, and having a piece of land helps get involved in it. But it definitely helps to have a ranch or a piece of property to practice it on, or some place to practice it.
Okay. So you know, I've been doing these interviews, and there are a lot of things that maybe I need explained. Steve was talking about how it's a lot better for land, it's healthier for land to have animals on it, and could you maybe talk about that a little bit?
I believe it's healthy to have animals on land. I believe it. You can see where we don't have animals, it's getting desertified or full of brush and unusable land. But I like to think that we can, if you have animals on it, it's usable, and if you manage them properly, it will take care of itself and you and the animals.
Could you explain why the desertification happens?
I think it's a pretty broad term, but it's what's happening in the West. All over the West, it seems like towns, small towns, nobody's going back to their local farms and ranches. They're moving off to the cities and stuff, so there's nobody to take over the old farms and the ranches, and there's less of them now. And nobody's that interested in it that much anymore, what goes on the land, where their food comes from, and how it's raised.
Could you explain how the animals help, or what the process that the animals...
Well, animals they're ruminant. Ruminant animals, herbivores, they eat grass, and they walk around the land itself, and they disturb the land. They poop on it, they urinate on it, and all that stuff put something on the land. They're ruminant animals. They have microorganisms living in their stomach. So when they eat something, it's living, and they poop it out, and it's like fertilizer on the ground. We need their hooves. We need animal impact, I think, more than anything. We need more animals on the land. We are way understocked. People think we need to destock, and I think it's the opposite. We need more animals. We just need better management practices if you do raise animals.
Could you explain what the hooves do? You say that there's impact.
Well, like in a predator-prey situation, when you have a lion or something going after a herd of animals, they bunch up and poop and pee, and they stir up the ground. They knock things. They knock the grass over. They knock plant material over, organic matter on the ground, creates mulch, disturbs the soil. It's kind of like tilling it, a natural way of tilling it, and that's what they were put here for.
Okay. And so, I don't know if there's anything that you specifically want to talk about, and I am going to have to change batteries here in a minute, but, you know, I'm interested in what the difference is in, like, the buffalo, what the buffalo did, what their impact was on the land, and how maybe management of the land, I don't know if, I mean, I don't know if that's clear, like looking at how buffalo might have, what they might have done for the land, and then looking at what maybe agro-industry, you know, in that kind of, is there any way to compare that?
Compare those two? Well, about the buffalo, back in the 1800s and before, when the buffalo roamed the land, there was a lot of them and there wasn't any fences. So they had kind of their instinctive own herd management practice. They never went back to the same place, and they took different paths back home. They're nomadic animals, and they took different paths to different areas each year. It might be 10 miles from a grazing spot one year from the next. And they never went back to the same place to eat. Maybe 3, 2, 6, 10 years, depending where it was and how many animals were around. And I don't think we could do that today with buffalo if people released them. There's just, we'd have to manage it. We'd have to manage the herd.
Why?
Because we have too many fences and there would be problems with them somewhere. So you would have to manage them. Else they would just stay in one spot. Mm-hmm. And that would do nobody or the land any good at all. It would just be trampled and grazed down, overgrazed.